News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, we have a lot of folks that call in from a lot of places way outside of the usual AM, FM capabilities here at WVNN, and that's because they go and listen to it streaming online, and the way you do that is go to rightsideradio.org. I always say no matter where you are in the big wide world is go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, find the Listen Live button, and no matter where you is, there we is. So that's why we have folks that call in from out of state, from South Alabama, from, you know, all over the place. And we love that audience being so broad. So please go to rightsideradio.org. You'll find out all kinds of stuff about the show, and you can listen live every single day through your online capabilities. Man, the phone's lit up. So I tell you what, I got a couple of callers. Let me go ahead and do this. Line three, Dan from Madison. Hey, Dan, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
And there's people that call from Huntsville.
Yeah, and there are. Well, how are you today, man?
Listen, oh, very well, Phil. Any day, you bring me hope. I love it. I ran had a guy did a little small job for me today, and good work ethic, and I watched him, and I said, your daddy must have taught you right. So hope is not lost, Phil. There's people out there like yourself and this gentleman I hired today that really have a conscience and they do a good work. And that's what God wants us to be here, is productivity to help the fellow man. Now, with that said,
thank you, man.
You're the opposite in Washington. I really, really believe they're trying to squeeze us and force us into an electrical vehicle that I am not going to pay $60,000 for. Mm. And I probably could afford it, but the payment would be large. But the point is this, Phil, they're doing what they're doing on their end to make it happen. And the thing that gets me, Phil, is what gets me. The majority of the people in this country are God-fearing, conservative, love their country, and God above. But then you got the people in Washington, D.C. that cater to the small minority of people that are out of their freaking mind. And they could care less if we crash and burn as long as they save the world. You know, listen, Phil, remember years ago we had that oil spill years ago? Well, that's a little speck on the map, my friend, because the ocean actually regenerates and cleans itself, okay? And where's that oil spill now? It's long gone. And the opportunity of tragedy, they never let a tragedy go to waste, the left wing. So my question to you, sir, is that why are we letting this small amount of people run our lives?
Well, I tell you what, Dan, I mean, the bottom line, and brother, I got to tell you too, I got two other callers I got to get to for the break, but I'll tell you, one of the things that we've got to do is just make sure that we're electing the right people, because right now they've been given the opportunity to make decisions, because unfortunately, elections have consequences, even when the elections themselves appear somewhat questionable, and I hope we fix some of that. But the truth is, we're stuck with them for right now, but we've got to have state legislatures in place to put up that firewall against the federal government, and then we got to have state legislatures who are willing to put up a firewall against ridiculous policies that even happen at the local level. Dan, I got to go, man. Great call. Appreciate you very much, but I got two others, and I'm running out of time, so let me grab them real quick. Sparky from Harvest on line four. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, and always proud to follow Dan from Madison. He's a great American and a good friend. I think we agree there's a certain predictability to the amount of revenue we can harvest from gas tax.
Yeah.
If people have to buy gas, people have to buy food. Unlike yachts and motorcycles and even clothing, there's a lot of wild cards there. But instead of a complete cessation or a temporary, you know, like vacation from levying the gas tax, why doesn't the guy currently in session just repeal the automatic raises in gas tax, bring it down to whatever the reality of our current surplus is, and just bring the gas tax down until the next session? I think the taxpayers and the voters would appreciate that more than a sort of a gimmicky little holiday from all gas taxes. And I'll hang up and let you That's
no, great, that. Great point, thanks, Sparky. Great point. And yes, they could certainly skin that cat in a variety of ways. They could do a pure sales tax holiday on the whole thing. They could do a partial, because technically we have two gas taxes. One's called Rebuild Alabama, and one pre-exists that. One's 18 cents and one's 10 cents on the gallon. They could repeal one or the other. They could certainly do away with the automatic escalation that occurs every 2 years, is in accordance with the construction index. But yes, there's a variety of ways they could do that. And I agree with you. I think it would be noticeable and people would care. I tell you what, I got about a minute. Let me try and grab Alan from Hartzell. Hey, Alan, Phil Williams on Right Side. I got about 30, 45 seconds. What's on your mind? Oh, did we lose Alan?
Yeah.
Well, good enough, because I think we're hard up against that break anyway. Alan, you call back if you want to later on. Yeah, great calls, man. That was an unexpected flurry, but what a great audience. Man, I love this. You want to call in? We got time. We'll come right back after this break. 866-494-9866. I'm going to be on number one on the Triple Dipper. I'm going to stick with the topic at hand, gas pump politics. Woo! I'm telling you, the gas pumps and the special interests, they hover around politics. Oh, yes, they do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm in number one on the Triple Dipper right now, gas pump politics. Yep, I mean, you would like to believe that not everything is political, but I got news. If there's a dollar sign attached to it, it's got politics. Ooh. And it's not always dollar signs, but yes, this is definitely one that has dollar signs. Every time you go to the pump in Alabama, you are paying upwards of 28 cents, not upwards, you're paying 28 cents on the dollar currently. Now, you heard Sparky a moment ago called in, and he pointed out that, yeah, this is a situation we got here right now. But the 2019 gas tax that was put in place by the current legislature, it has a automatic escalation. Every other year, it can go up at least a penny without a vote, just in perpetuity. It can go up forever. We can be 30 years down the road, and it could potentially be 15 more cents on the gallon in your taxes because it went up every other year. It's based on the construction index, and I'll talk about that more in a few minutes. But yeah, so right now, there is a lot of pain at the pump, which is creating a lot of politics at the pump, even more than usual. So I got a story right here off of ABC News. ABC News came out, this came out 6 days ago. It was talking about a growing trend. Let me tell you what's happening here. Gas prices, of course, being at record highs across the U.S., what we're seeing right now is there's an increasing number of governors and state lawmakers who are calling for the suspension of gas taxes. Literally, what they're saying is, like in Alabama, that 28 cents? Well, right now, with gas hovering at $4.09 a gallon thereabouts in Alabama, let's go ahead and say it's $4.08 just to make it easy. You're looking at, they could drop that down to $3.80 a gallon like overnight. Wouldn't that be a blessing? That means every 4 gallons, you just saved a buck plus. I mean, I put gas in the tank the other day and just almost had sticker shock. I drive a Jeep. All right. It's not like it's got a huge gas tank. I got a 17 gallon tank on it, but still, wow. All right. So proposals for gas tax holidays to counter the inflation have been moving around in Congress and state capitals and all of that way before, by the way, way before Russia invaded Ukraine. All right, so the whole Biden narrative right now, oh, it's Putin's tax raise, it's Putin's prices, it's Putin's pain at the pump. No, it's not. It comes from Biden, but it also comes from your state. Right now, 10 cents of that 28 cents you pay for at the pump per gallon in Alabama, just on the Alabama tax, by the way, not including federal, just 10 cents of that is new. Just in 2019, they passed that bad boy. And that thing went into effect. Bam, they started raising taxes immediately. All right, so Republican legislators in Michigan and Pennsylvania have already announced proposals just in the last week to suspend or reduce their state gas taxes. Republican governors, governor in Georgia and California. How opposite can that be? That's Brian Kemp over in our eastern neighbor in Georgia, and then the far left coast Governor Newsom in California have both called for relief from gas taxes. That's interesting. The Democratic governors of Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin sent a joint letter to congressional leaders urging them to support legislation, according to ABC News. The federal tax, by the way, the federal tax is another 18.4 cents per gallon. So in Alabama, you're paying 46 cents a gallon right now in tax. Am I saying that right? Am I doing that in my math? Oh, do the math, Phil. Okay, math was not my strong suit, but you got 28, 38, yeah, 46 cents on the gallon. All right, so critics are usually saying the things like, we can't do without the money. Yes, they can. Yes. Yes, they can. So it's amazing. Watch, by the way, watch who opposes it. First of all, it'll be lawmakers who still want to keep the money. Secondly, it'll be lawmakers who don't want you to be remembering that they, or don't want you to remember that they raised your taxes. If they lower your taxes, they have to admit they raised them, right? So they don't want you to remember that. So you've got those who want the money. You've got those who, literally don't want you to remember they're the ones who took the money. And then on top of that, you've got special interests. You know who the biggest special interests are in this? The road builders. Yes. Here's one right now. Jim Timon, the executive director of the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. He says the real problem with this approach of gas tax holidays at both the federal and state level is there's no way to ensure that people will see the savings when they go to the gas pump to fill up their cars. Well, I got news. If I went to the pump today and it was 28 cents lower, I would see it. All right. Story off of MyNBC15.com right here in Alabama. Governor Ivey does not support suspending the gas tax. So I'm giving it to you straight. Here's the quotes. With sky-high prices right now, NBC 15 interviewed the governor. The reporter's name was Andrea Ramey. She caught up with Governor Ivey just last Thursday. Question, would you support any effort to suspend the state fuel tax, or can Alabama just not afford that? Answer from Governor Ivey. We got over 1,500 new road and bridge projects underway, and that's bringing economic development and safety to our families and communities statewide. I don't think we can suspend it at all. The problem is, get to the root of the problem, which is Joe Biden's policies. They can be reversed. I got news. That's the biggest load of hogwash. Now, Governor Ivey, I know you personally. You're a good person. But that is just crap. The very idea that you pushed for a gas tax, of which 10 cents on the gallon is new, and you don't think we can now live without it? Like we're so committed to road and bridge projects, we can't do without it. That we got so many budget surpluses, which we do, by the way. The state education budget, which I know is supposed to be earmarked, but the state education budget, they just signed a $1.2 billion supplemental appropriation because they have so much extra money. How about this? The Attorney General for the state of Alabama was one of the lead AGs to fight a lawsuit on behalf of our state and won, that says that those federal relief dollars that we've got massive billions of, those can be used to offset tax relief given to the citizens. So that's crap. If you want to do it, you can do it. Guess who agrees with her, by the way? Guess who has the exact same reason? Oh, this is interesting. Michigan legislature votes to halt the gas tax. Governor Gretchen Whitmer opposed. So our conservative, supposedly conservative Republican Governor Kay Ivey has her counterpart, Democrat liberal Gretchen Whitmer, who has been one of the most awful people to watch in office, especially during COVID. And they agree wholeheartedly. They don't want to give gas taxes back. From upnorthlive.com, which is like their version of AL.com in Michigan, I believe. Michigan lawmakers voted to suspend the state's 27.2 cents a gallon. It's less than Alabama's. How about that? 27.2 cents a gallon and diesel taxes, finalizing a bill that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signaled she will veto. Wow. Yeah, the bill passed 24-14 in the GOP-controlled Senate, and the House had passed it the week prior. It would save drivers about $725 million by freezing the taxes from April through September. And Whitmer, a Democrat, has called for a relief from the federal tax, but she does not want a relief in her state tax. She wants the money. All right, while we're on this, how about this? Fox 5 Atlanta, dated just yesterday. Georgia gas tax suspension. The Senate Finance Committee approves the bill. So just a few days ago, by the way, to catch you up on this, the Georgia House passed legislation. The Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, is calling for the legislation. The Georgia Senate Finance Committee just approved it. It's now going to the Senate floor to be voted on. It's expected to pass. If it passes, Georgia collects 28.7 cents, roughly the same as here in Alabama. And they're going to wind up waiving that for a period of, where'd it go? I think it's 6 months in Georgia. Yeah, I think it's 6 months. Interesting thing is Georgia's total is 55.95 cents per gallon when you take into account all the federals and other things that come into play. Wow. But it's not just Georgia. It's not just Michigan. It's not just not Alabama. How about this? Connecticut. Governor Ned Lamont on ConnecticutMirror.com. Dated 2 days ago. Governor Ned Lamont and legislative leaders agreed in principle Monday on a sales tax holiday. In other words, the governor got together. How about, there's a novel idea, right? The governor got together with legislative leaders and they planned out how they're going to do this. And they want to go ahead and do a 25 cent a gallon retail tax, gas tax holiday through the end of June. What's that, in 90 days? Yeah. Oh my gosh. And Governor Lamont is saying we've got to get this to kick in as soon as possible, hopefully within a week. In other words, they're going to fast track it. Good Lord. How about this one while I'm at it? Politics at the pump. Baltimore CBS Local, March 15th. That would be yesterday. Hearings held on fast-tracked bill for gas tax holiday in Maryland. Maryland legislators held hearings Tuesday afternoon on a fast-track bill that would suspend collection of the state's gas tax for 30 days. Okay, it's only 30 days. You know, you got to look at it. But then at the same time, you look at it and go, their tax is 36 cents. 36 cents on the gallon. So for 30 days, people in Maryland, if this passes, and the governor's calling for it. It was a call for action from Governor Larry Hogan, of all people. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Adrian Jones and Comptroller Peter Francho, they got together on this thing. They said, let's do it. It's only 30 days, but man, as opposed to what? Nothing? All right. Listen, I got more on this when we get back from this break. And I'm going to tell you sort of how this bill that we're looking at came together. I will tell you this. The odd play in this is that according to ABC7.com, dated yesterday, California Republicans were literally trying to get this done too. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom was okay with it. Democrats shot it down. I think that was part of political theater. But nonetheless, they're even debating this in California, and we can't even get them to talk about it in the bright red Montgomery. Something's wrong with that picture. Politics at the pump. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, you got that clip. You still good to go on clip three? You good with that, the governor's clip? Just highlight it for me. You are good. Thank you so much. Well, let's do this then. Gas tax. So the other day I played a clip. This is last week. I played a clip of Governor Ivey being interviewed. And by the way, this does not happen very often. Take these when you can get them, because how many times have you seen her lately give a true speech where she has the opportunity to be questioned? That would be like maybe this one that I'm about to give you. So let's do this. Clip three regarding gas tax. Go ahead and play it, and then I'll comment.
Let's talk about the gas tax. I know you saw the prices as you all were driving in here today. They're so very high. And one of your challengers, Tim James, says that that's the main reason he's running against you. One of the reasons is the gas tax, which we know is Rebuild Alabama. I know you're very proud of the Rebuild Alabama program, but what do you say to those voters who are frustrated with gas prices and quite frankly, angry with you that the tax went up?
Well, goodness knows, we've got some 1,500 road projects going on all over the state and almost all 67 counties. But and there's no question that the gas prices have risen under the Biden administration. When Trump left office, it was about $2 a gallon. And since President Biden has been in office, it's dramatically increased. Biden just needs to reverse his dangerous actions that limits domestic energy production. We don't need to be dependent on foreign oil. We need to be energy independent. And he needs to step up and reduce the prices at the pump.
The James ad talks about that tax just goes up and up and up. For the viewers who are watching who are just angry about gas prices and want to pin that on you, how do you explain that to them? It's a trade-off, isn't it, with roads or tax?
No. With every penny of the Rebuild Alabama money goes to road bridges and to our port.
Okay, stop right there. Let me just tell you what she just did. That was a bit of an obfuscation, which is a fancy way of saying she evaded the real question. People think of gas taxes as a thing. In Alabama, gas taxes is actually two things. I say that because there was already a pre-existing gas tax that had been in place for a long time. I think since the early 90s, 1992, I believe. That gas tax is the part of your overall 28 cents that equates to roughly 18 cents. When she said Rebuild Alabama is going all the way towards roads, well, what she's not telling you is Rebuild Alabama is the extra new tax they added in 2019 that equates to 10 cents of your overall 28. And that is called Rebuild Alabama because it's in a separate fund called the Rebuild Alabama Fund. I am really not sure why they felt the need to create two separate funds, except that my recollection was this one was designed so that it could not be accessed for other reasons. Because you see what the first 18 cents is? It goes into what's called the Alabama Road and Bridge Fund, which, by the way, is used for other things besides roads and bridges. So when they tell you they didn't have enough money to raise your taxes, what they didn't tell you was they were using a chunk of the money they already had to do things besides roads and bridges. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $63 million back in 2019 was going to the court system, to state troopers, to the Fish and Wildlife Fund, and whatever else. We got to have more money. Got to build more roads. Well, okay. There's a problem with that. Now, back when they were doing all this in 2019, I've got an old story here I pulled off of ABC 3340. Down in Birmingham in March of 2019. It was when the bill for the gas tax, the new gas tax, was actually still in committee. And they were talking about whether it was going to get passed or not. And Representative Rich Wingo, who was a very conservative dude, a great guy, Rich Wingo, just a solid conservative Christian dude. He used to play football for Alabama. He was an All-American, played for Bear Bryant, went on to play for the Green Bay Packers. Now he's in the legislature. He was talking about things that had to happen to that bill, and he said he was offering an amendment, which he did, and I think it's still on there, because Alabama, literally, the asphalt road builders, did you know there was a difference? Did you know that there's asphalt road builders and concrete road builders? Did you know it's like a turf war? It's like constant competition. The asphalt road builders had a corner on the market in Alabama because they had gotten legislation passed in their favor so many times that it was almost impossible for concrete road builders to build. Well, Rich Wingo said, listen, 47 states have a two-pavement system, asphalt and concrete. And he pointed out, we got to have competition so we can get good competitive bids. Well, they did that. But folks, I'm going to tell you right now, part of your politics at the pump is that every other year, that tax they passed in 2019, like next year, it's probably going to go up to 11 cents. And the year 2 years later, to 12 cents. Because it's based upon a thing called the Federal Highway, The Federal Highway Administration's National Highway Construction Cost Index. I'm looking at it straight off of their website. It literally is a cost index that goes to assess the different things like market conditions, labor supply, materials cost. It uses that index to decide whether or not to go up another penny. You know who controls the flow of what is measured in that index? The road builders and the people who make asphalt and who make concrete. By the way, you know who very often owns the asphalt plants? The same road builders who put the asphalt down on the ground. I know several construction paving companies who own their own asphalt plants. How convenient is that? It's a good business model, especially when you can influence the cost of materials so that later on, the 1 cent tax keeps going up because you're the one who sets the market. Wow. Folks, we got to get some of the politics out of the pump, and I don't think a gas tax holiday is too much to ask. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming right back with Copper's Corner. Hang tight.